Woman Convicted for Vandalizing Buffalo Pro-Life Pregnancy Center. By Catherine Hamilton on September 28, 2023. A woman has been convicted for vandalizing the sign outside of a pro-life pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York, with the word liars in red spray paint on March 15. Hannah Kamke, 40, of Buffalo pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct for the vandalism of Compass Care, Life News reported on Wednesday. Kamke was originally charged with third-degree criminal mischief. Kamke also agreed to pay $2,580 in restitution as part of the plea arrangement. An Amherst Town Justice Jeffrey K. Klein sentenced her to a one-year conditional discharge and ordered her to stay away from the pro-life pregnancy center, according to a September 15 report from the Buffalo News. Compass Care CEO James Harden told the outlet after Kamke's arrest that he believes the vandalism might be in violation of the Freedom of Access to Clinics Entrances, FACE, Act. This fits the definitions of domestic terror. Those in the FBI and DOJ who refuse to treat it as such need to be fired and investigated. This is an act of intimidation and a violation of the FACE Act, Harden said immediately following the vandalism. America needs to return to a civilized order. Compass Care dignifies women with true choice, and there's nothing Antifa can do to make us stop. All people are made in the image of God and are equally valuable, both the mother and the child. The love of God triumphs over terror. The March 15 incident was the second attack on Compass Care since someone leaked the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision in May of 2022. On June 7, 2022, shadowy suspects threw Molotov cocktails into Compass Care's Buffalo office and scrawled, "Jane was here on the side of the building," a slogan used to pay fealty to the radical pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge. Compass Care said at the time that the attack injured two firefighters and caused $500,000 in damage. No one has been arrested for firebombing Compass Care last year, and Harden has repeatedly accused the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, of playing political games and slow-walking justice. 5 months after the first attack and a week after the midterm elections, in which abortion played a central role, FBI Buffalo announced a $25,000 reward to anyone who can give the agency information leading to arrests. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Director Christopher Wray admitted last November that approximately 70% of abortion-related threats of violence in the United States since the Dobbs decision have been against pro-life groups. Catholic Vote has tracked 88 attacks on pregnancy centers and pro-life groups since the Dobbs leak. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.